Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Vov Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of the beautiful Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachas of the 9 days. And we're beginning on the very top line with the middle of the sentence with the continuation of the words of the Ramah. The Holy Ramah says, Aval Yadua Umeforsum Shamalocha Shel Eino Yehudi Shari. The Ramah brings down from the Trumas Hadeshen that if the work that you're doing during 9 days, the laundry or other type of forbidden work that you're not allowed to do during the 9 days, is clear that you're doing it for a non-Jewish person. So as we said previously in the shir yesterday, you're not getting any simcha out of it, and you're not getting a hesach of the avelos. This is for parnasa purposes, so therefore it is allowed, because it's clear that you're doing it for a non-Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Beis says, Rots Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, is the Medina, the technical din is, Umana Ose Bishul Akum Mevade Eino Sameach Bezeh, as I pointed out, you're not getting any simcha to doing his laundry. Then also, and there's no reason to say it's forbidden, rak mishum marisayin. People are going to see you doing laundry. The yisbur, they're going to think, shu shal yisrael, that you're doing it for a yid. V'lazer kama v'skilas stam, also lasos lechem. And that's what we said at the beginning, you're not allowed to do it for other people, hainu afil liyakum, when it's not clear that you're doing it for an akum. And therefore, v'lazer kama, im yadua umeforsu v'chule, if it's clear and evident that you're doing it for the akum, mutter, then it's permitted. Afil l'kabal amlocha achar rosh chodesh lasos, and even to get it during the 9 days, you'd still be allowed to do this. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Nun Hei, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, what he himself is saying over here, is also about the bezeh min hadin mutter. You're allowed to do this l'chadchila. The lomi tam de nogul haka, not just that it's a minuk to be mekel. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the bir halacha dibra maschu shel nachri, it's mashma from this, he says, dimam b'lochu shel Yisrael, if however you're doing it for Yisrael, even though it's yadu mefursum, sheino also l'atzma, you're not doing it for yourself. And again, there's no question of simcha over here that you're doing his laundry for him. Kigo mishul limkar bashuk liachat Tisha B'Av. You're doing something over here to sell after Tisha B'Av. Also, you're still not allowed to do it. And he brings down mechain kosav magen avram. Betzarach lomar the tama isu shiachshu shenosal yisol l'sakin achar rosh chodesh. There's a concern over here that it looks like he's giving it to you after rosh chodesh to go and make this utensil to fix this utensil. Therefore, this garment of clothing. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it. The Ramah continues and he says, "Uchei noagu." He says the minig is as well. Law says, "Lo umnim eino yudum." You're allowed to give to a non-Jewish professional. Lesakin kelim chadashim to a tailor. Let's say they go make new clothing for you. Tochman zed during this period of time of the 9 days. Kedei shiu mulchanim la'achare tainis, that it should be available for you after the tainis is over. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nugimel says, however, you can only do this to a non-Jewish professional tailor, the lowly Israel, but not to a Jewish tailor. Kivin shu achar rosh chodesh, since it's after rosh chodesh, you're not allowed to do this. Chanel, as we've explained previously. Why over here do we allow you to do this, to give it to a non-Jewish tailor, as opposed to you're not allowed to give it to a non-Jewish launderer? That's Srinu Leil B'Self Sif Gimel, as we learned in yesterday's year, you're not allowed to do this. L'fisha dayin einan shalo, lo niko shu'alo. Because with the laundry, it's yours. But with this garment, it's still not yours, and therefore the non-Jewish person can make it for you. Ramah continues, and he says, "Umiu tov l'ma'ayit b'zeh b'mokim de'efsha." Even though you technically could give it to the non-Jewish professional to go and make it for you, but after the tainis, he says, nevertheless, you shouldn't do this if you have a choice. The lo adif mishar masu mata d'mamit, because in general, we try to limit the transactions that we do during the 9 days. It takes away from the avelus, it takes away from the commemorating the destruction nebuch of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, we should try to be mamayit as much as possible anyway. So unless it's really necessary, don't do this during the 9 days. Now we go to Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Noshe, women, the Nehige de lo lemishte, they have the custom not to do this mishte. What does mishte mean? So we had this in yesterday's year as well in the Mishnah Berurah, and here the Ramah tells us the mishte means, pirush, l'sad divelaro chachutin sholchin lo. These are the chassis, what we call the warp threads that are part of making a garment. And the Vehu Miloshen Obash to see over Erev that we have in the Gemara and in the Chumash. So therefore, this Loshon over here of Lemishte means to go and set up the warp threads on the loom that one should have if they have the custom not to do this. Noshim Delig, the Lo Lemishte, and the Mechaber continues with words Lemishte Arma, this is talking about the wool. So as the Mechaber says, if they have this custom over here, not to do l'mishte amra mid'ayalov, once Av has started, once the Chodesh Av has started, they don't have this custom to go and do these warp threads to make the wool, so minhag, that is a valid minhag, and they shouldn't do this. And the Mishnah Berurah expands on this and explains as follows. He says in Sivkot Nundalit Pirush, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is Shelo Lasos Chutei Shasi Mitzemer. One shouldn't make these warp threads out of wool. And he says V'hu Adin Misharitvarim, and not only from wool, shouldn't do it from any other type of material as well. And the reason behind this is Vasmechua V'Yushami. It's based upon Yushami Al Shem Shebot Lo Evin Shasiya. So play on the words the Shesi threads, the warp threads, and the Evin Shasiya, the foundation stone upon which the world was created and upon which the Beis HaMikdash is standing. So this Evin Shasiya and the play on the word Shesi is a reminder of Nebuch, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't make these Shesi threads, the wool threads. That's what this minhag is based upon. Then he brings down, of course, the Beis Yosef in the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber wrote over there, the Nafkamina Bein Lo, this is irrelevant whether it's for yourself or Bein Lachem, or doing it for other people, or Bein Mischar, whether you're doing it for payment, or Bein Mechinam, if you're not doing it for payment. It brings down the name of the Taz. Finally, he says, Utviyas Achutim, however, spinning the threads themselves, Lispar Ben Begodim, to go and sew up clothing, that is permissible. Mutter. Shem Bechlal Zeh, because that has nothing to do with the Shesi, because the Shesi has to deal with a loom, with the wool, and not with the regular threads that you're just going to sew up a garment. Chemut Lasos Kronin, you're allowed to make these Kronin. The Tirgum at the bottom in number one tells us this is Mine Iturim, these are type crowns. It's like making some sort of an intertwining twigs, making it into some sort of a crown, that you make out of wood. The lav b'chlal begedu. This is not considered over here a beged, and therefore there is no prohibition in making this during the 9 days. To bring down the name of the Mogen Avraham. Now, there's the issue foot number 65, who tells us, Hatam, why is it that Tviyas Chut HaTvira is allowed, as opposed to the making of the Shesi type of wool is not allowed? What's the difference between the two? So he brings down Vashel's shoes of Tzela Chochma. She Isser Asiyas Chutei HaShasi, that which we say, it's forbidden to make these warp threads of the loom, that's Machma She Asiyazu Nechsheves T'chilas Asiyas HaBeged. That's the start of making a beged. And therefore, it's Davka the Chutei HaShasi, as opposed to the Chutei HaEriv, the horizontal threads versus the vertical threads. The shechiyah argu bebeged heim yahavu es etzem habeged, because the shasi is considered like the start of the etzem, the essence of the beged, and therefore it's like making the beged from start, as opposed to the chutei tvira, sewing up something, stitching something, even though kishiyat feru itames habeged, even though you're going to use this to sew up the beged, it's not the etzem of the beged. It's just connecting two parts that were ripped. And therefore, l'chein ain't to be awesome, nachshev is t'chilas to see the beged. That's the difference between a stitching with a thread and the actual warp threads that you're making. The issue for number 66 brings down, based upon what we just said, af binos harotzos l'mo tefira. If you want to teach a girl or boy, the same thing would apply. If you want to teach him to sew, so Shilas Shuvah Tzela Chachma says, shicholos litvor stam chatichos bad zulazu, beovin shadayin enum rius l'shamish kebeget. You can let him sew pieces together that aren't really going to be a garment, because al dash lo lashlim le veged, as long as you're not making it into a garment, this is allowed. Shrimash ain't iso lasso says sacronim. There's no actual iso over here to make something other than a beged, just like we allowed you to make these twig crowns. So yesh lamon shlo also some locha tfira. There's no iso in the actual stitching, la'atzmo, elarak kishos a beged, only if you're making a garment. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah tells us a very important, interesting din. This is a very important halach lamaisa. V'noakin shalol lekadish lavona ad achar tisha b'av. He brings down from the Maril and as well Das Atzmo, his own opinion, that the minhag is not to do kiddush lavona until after tisha b'av, because during the 9 days, you're tzori b'tzar, you're in avelus, you're sad, and therefore that's not the right way to be makabel the pnei hashchina, which you're doing when you do kiddush lavona. And therefore, there is a custom to go and wait till after Tisha B'Av, and this has a lot of practical nafkamina, and also has different opinions than what the Ramah brings down over here. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Amud Nudhei. He says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Tochu Vav Siv Bezel. We talked about the halachos of Kiddush Lavana and the Mishnah Berurah Sham as well. And you can see a lot of this discussion, not all of it, of course, in the issue for number 67. He brings down that over there we learn the reason she'ein lekadish is lavana ad de'achat tisha b'av, and we find a similar thing during the aseres yemei tshuva with Yom Kippur, a similar idea, albeit not exactly the same, is during the aseres yemei tshuva, you're very nervous and worried, so you want to not do kiddush lavana because you're not in the right framework of mind. Here too, in the 9 days, you're not in the right framework of mind. Sheshurim b'avelus, here in the 9 days, you're in avelus, so to say. V'yesh lekadish is lavana kishum avusam, and you should go and do kiddush lavana when you're all aromatic, you're smelling nice, you haven't been bathing and showering and changing your clothing so much during the 9 days. Ubegadav noyim, you're wearing nice clothing. You're not supposed to wear nice clothing during the 9 days. That's one of the reasons why we do bedavka kiddush levana on Matzei Shabbos. You were dressed in your Shabbos clothing. You had all the beautiful food from Shabbos. You're in a great spirit, hopefully. That's why we normally do kiddush levana on Matzei Shabbos if we can. And therefore, it's somewhat inappropriate, according to this opinion of the Ramah and others, to go and do Kiddush Levana during the 9 days, and similar reasons why we don't do Kiddush Levana for those that don't do Kiddush Levana during their Seres Meitshuva. On the other hand, he brings down the Ramah as Hosef Shalom LeKiddush Levana Gam Matzei Tishavav. You shouldn't do this on Matzei Tishavav as well. Why? Or any Matzei Tainis. It could only come out possibly on Asar B'Teves, because Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tzom Gedalia don't fall out of the time that we normally would do Kiddush Levana, according to the opinion, since you don't do Kiddush Levana during the Seres Meitshuva. And of course, you can't do Kiddush Levana after the halfway through the month, and Shavuos B'Tam is after halfway through the month. So he says, however, the Mishnah Berurah there brings down, Das Achron and Shefshel L'Kaddish Matzei Tishavav. And this is what many in the world do, that on Matzei Yom Kippur and on Matzei Tishavav, before they break the fast, and before they've even put on shoes on Matzei Tishavav, and on Matzei Yom Kippur, and before they've eaten something, Kol Shekein B'Shar Taniyos, and certainly on the other Tanesim, that the minhag is that you're allowed to go do Kiddush Levana even before you've, so to say, gotten out of the fast mode. However, he says, El Shetzarach called him Lito Masha, but ideally you should taste something. You shouldn't be doing Kiddush Levana on an empty stomach, because that's not really the way to be Makabel the Shechina. He says, the Matzei Tisha B'Av, Yesh Zor Shalom L'Kadosh B'Liv Min Olam. You shouldn't be wearing the socks, you should be wearing barefoot, or even wearing the non-leather shoes. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Shaar HaTzion, that he brings down She'im HaTzibur Mekachim B'Silvon. When the whole Tzibur is doing this, and if you'd wait till everybody goes home and taste something, you're going to have a problem. You'd end up not having a minion. You do it by yourself. Then he says it's preferable to do the Kiddush Levana in the Tzibur because of the concept of Rov Am Hadras Melech. It's a greater glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing it in a large public gathering. He brings that as well in the Be'er Heitev in the name of the Arizal. You bedavka should do it on Matzei Tisha B'Av because that's when Moshiach ben David will be born. He then brings down the Vilna Gaon. This famous Vilna Gaon says he doesn't follow this custom that the Ramah says that you should wait bedavka until after Aseres Meitshuva over, until after the 9 days are over. He says as soon as it's 3 days, you should take it achar shlosh yomim mehamolad. As soon as you have the 72 hours from the time of the molad, and it's therefore allowed to do Kiddush Levana, Yesh the Kaddish Levana. Don't wait. Below the Chakos, Ad Acha Tisha B'Av. Don't wait till after Tisha B'Av. Number one, he says, Ein Machmitz Mitzvah Mitzvah. Why delay the Mitzvah? It's a Mitzvah to do it now. You can still do it and accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina with happiness, even though it's the 9 days. Likewise, he says, this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, and also Shlomo Zalman, that they did not wait. The Aruch HaShulchan adds further, Shemidin Laseinu, Lo noagu lahamtin ad liachat Tisha B'Av. He says in Lita, they didn't wait till after Tisha B'Av because it was very cloudy there. It was very rainy there. It's very possible that if you're waiting until the 9th day, especially if it's really the 10th day, and let's say it's a nidcha, it's really the 11th day, you only have 3-4 days left till the end of the month to do Kiddush Levana, and you could miss it because it's often cloudy. I know last month we happened to have had that same situation there. There were many people that Nebuch missed doing Kiddush Levana because it started off that the first day was on a Matzei Shabbos, so people waited till Matzei Shabbos. That was already the 8th day of the month, and then there was a whole bunch of cloudy days, and people even did Kiddush Levana on Friday night, which we normally don't do because that was the only opportunity to do it. And therefore, it makes very good sense, according to all of these poskim, and you have the Vilna Gaon to rely upon, to say that you don't have to wait till the end of the Aseres Meitshuva, until the end of the 9 days, to do Kiddush Levana. Again, the Ramah says you should, and I think I dare say that many shuls follow this opinion of the Ramah. And he says, according to those that do follow the Vilna Gaon, that they do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, what about the dancing? Tovim Yoros that we talked about when we learned this in the previous Simanim. So that already is a machlokis. Some say you can dance and some say you shouldn't dance. Either way, that's not the ikker. The ikker is to go and do Kiddush Levana. Every person should make sure that they're careful about doing Kiddush Levana according to their minhag, and certainly not to miss out doing this wonderful, wonderful mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Now we go to Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Yesh noagim shel lecho boso v'lo lishtos yayin b'shabazu. B'shabazu means during the week Shechobav Tisha B'Av, the week before Tisha B'Av, that they have the minhag, that they don't eat meat and they don't drink wine on this week. That's the Mechaber's opinion, Yesh noagim. And he brings this down, you see this in the Be'er Hagola. This is the tour. Because there are those that have the gears in the Yerushalmi in this way, and there's also the opinion of the Rambam. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Nun Vav, Umiyad Shispalal Hakol Arvis, B'Motzi Shabbos, and immediately after the Tzibur has davened Mariv on Motzi Shabbos, Afu Pisha Yochid Lo Ispalal Adayim, V'Hu B'Soch Sudoso, and even for somebody that was eating meat, afleishach shalashunas, which is perfectly allowed in this situation, and he's in the middle of his meat meal, but the tzibur is already daven marav and therefore has declared ois Shabbos, so he can no longer continue to eat. Also, bebas of yain, he can't continue to eat meat. And he says the same thing applies within Rosh Chodesh, lididon. The same thing would apply on Rosh Chodesh for us. I'm guessing that what he means over here is that in case Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, so the 9 days starts on Sunday, so the 9 days start on Rosh Chodesh, so then you can't continue eating the meat on this Motzei Shabbos that's already during the Shavuot Shechabo if Tisha B'Av is going to be on Sunday. That's assuming I'm understanding this Mishnah Berurah correctly. That's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But then he says, Avol Shar Achronim Kosu, but many other Achronim, right? You can see this in Shar Tzion, brings down in Os Nun Ches, the name of the Elia Rabban, the Derech HaChayim, the Bebatzi Shabbos, Im Hulo Hispal Adayin, if he himself has not davened yet Marav, so it's still Shabbos for him, Mutu Bebatzi Yayin, he can continue to have his Shalach of Shal Shulis with wine. Then you have the custom to the Zdavka to have wine in Shal Shulis to make Kiddush. The Kivin Sha'omer Mitzay, the Bircha Samazon, since you're saying Mitzay is still in the Bircha Samazon, as is the Din, Shayach Etzel Shabbos, it's still called Shabbos for him. Because in the benching, he's saying Mitzay, which means it's still Shabbos. Now, the issue footnote number 68 has an interesting question. He says, what about during the 9 days if a person forgets that he's not allowed to eat meat? He sees something nice in his refrigerator, let's say he had from Shabbos. He says, ooh, that looks good. And he makes a bracha, a shakol ni amiro, on a piece of meat, and he remembers now that it's the 9 days. So what should he do? So the Stechemet says that yochal kolshu min habasar. You made a bracha. We don't want you to make a bracha levatala. So take a little piece of the hamburger, take a little piece of the meat that you had. Shelo tia birchos levatala. So it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. And he says that's not cool being over on the minhag. Why? Shebechol shu, by that little bite of meat that you're taking to be yotzi, that it's not a bracha levatala, you're not getting any simcha, and you're not being mailed from the avelus. And this is also the opinion of Rav Azaz, that's how the Shevet Alevi. And he adds, if you did the same thing with wine, by accident, you see some grape juice, let's say in the refrigerator, or wine, you say, oh, I'm thirsty, and you make a bar pi agav, and you say, ooh, it's the 9 days. He says you can also take a little drink, it's not a problem, because she'ain shesia sayayin asur be'etzim. It's not like it's also to drink wine, like, for example, it's also do malach on Shabbos, you can't do a little malach on Shabbos. Here, the whole issue is that you're not supposed to go and get simcha from it, and from this little bit of wine, you're not going to get simcha, and therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha levatala. And it's not being mevatel the avelos by taking this little sip of wine, lo shayach kishisosa kideish lo tia birchas levatala, that you're getting simcha from that, you're just making sure you don't make a bracha levatala. The issue foot number 69 brings down a very interesting discussion. What about Balava Malka? So he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's, that's how the Yigris Moshe. She'ein lecha basa. Even if people normally have a fleshecha Balava Malka, some people in Medaktik, the Bedavka have a fleshecha Malka. Sudas Balava Malka is a beautiful Suda. We had a whole discussion about this in the Shulchan Aruch, in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. Hilchos Shabbos talking about the importance of Malava Malka, the loose bone, and all the tremendous benefit that your body gets, the Tchias HaMeisim, from eating Malava Malka. So some people have a Fleish HaMalava Malka, beautiful. But he says, not during the 9 days. And he adds, She'af Mishanoig Lecho Basu B'chol Matzei Shabbos. Even if you have meat every Shabbos, you shouldn't do this on Matzei Shabbos during the 9 days, and you don't even need Hataras Nedarim, because when you started the Minog of having meat by Shalosh Shudas, even though you've accepted it upon yourself, it's not going against the Minog, which is not to have meat on the Malava Malka during the 9 days. And this is all depending on Chazon Ish. On the other hand, Rechayim Velojna, the great Rechayim Velojna, brings down that the Sudas Malava Malka is a Sudas Mitzvah, no different than if you made a Siyam or if you had a Bris, and you're allowed to have Basar and Yayin at the Sudas Malava Malka. The Kaf HaChayim adds, Shiyocha Lecho B'Sudas Malava Malka, Basar Shenishlom M'Shabbos. You're allowed to have the leftovers from Shabbos at the Sudas Malava Malka. He says, number one, this is the meal is done, let's cover Shabbos. And number two, the Suda Revius over here, this Malava Malka, is somewhat connected to Shabbos. And he says, also, there's a concern about Baltashlis. And there are those that say that you're allowed to go and have meat at a Fleishacha Malava Malka for that reason. I think the common minhag of the world is, unless somebody is so medactic on doing this every single Motzei Shabbos, that the minhag is not to have Fleishacha Malava Malka during the 9 days. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Umut b'chomet shel yayin, that you're allowed to have vinegar, even though it came from wine. Bris can have vinegar, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nun Zayin, "Hayno af bechomet shenas miyain." Even if the vinegar was originally wine, and even ukishenich leShabbos zuyadayin yain, and if at the start of the week it was still wine, but it's still nevertheless permissible to have it. Even according to his opinion, says you can't have wine during this week. Nevertheless, kiven she'achshav huchomet, since this wine turned to vinegar, and right now ve'ain simcha b'shiyasi, you're not getting any simcha out of drinking it. Bechomet zinyanenu mikra, and it's called vinegar. Therefore, you're allowed to drink this, even if those have the custom that you don't eat meat or drink wine on this week. Because here, nobody normally drinks this. Whatever the reason, you're drinking it, so it's not called drinking wine on Shabbos, for those who have the minhag not to drink wine during the week of Shavuot Shechabo. Then the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Mosifin Rosh Chodesh Ad HaTainis. There are those that have the custom that they don't have any meat or wine from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, not only in the Shavuot Shechabo, not only the week before Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Nun Ches, the Rosh Chodesh Bechlal, this includes even Rosh Chodesh itself, and this is the custom that's frequently followed in the Ashkenazi communities. The issue for number 70 brings down from the Kaf HaChayim that even though people normally do have a meat meal on Rosh Chodesh, it's a great show of Simcha. Nevertheless, since this is Rosh Chodesh Av, it's different than all the other Rosh Chodeshes, and also it's the day of Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit. The only Yartzeit mentioned in the Torah is Aaron HaKohen, so therefore the minhag is not to have meat on Rosh Chodesh Av. The issue for number 71 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan how strict this minhag is not to have meat from Rosh Chodesh Av and on. And he basically says, Kedai, for this 9-day period of time, that we should remember the Beis HaMikdash and mourn for it by not having meat. With this, we conclude today's shiur.